virtue of obedience is something entirely supernatural. Our Lord in today's Gospel talks about those who come to plead with Him and say, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Your name? Have we not exorcised demons by its power? Did we not do many miracles in your name as well?" And then he will declare to them, he says, "I will declare to them solemnly, I never knew you, out of my sight, you evildoers." And our Lord here is not only saying that obedience is more important and infinitely more important than being able to work miracles. A miracle won't make anyone holy, even the one who works it, unless they are in fact doing the will of God. And sometimes God can work miracles through sinners. But it's our willingness to do His will that is more fundamental. But that's not the only thing that our Lord is saying. It's more miraculous, really. The supernatural grace. It's a gift from God that allows us to do what ordinarily would not be humanly possible. Because it's a grace from God. And it is what, you might say, saves us. Our Lord came into this world to obey. He came into this world to obey not only His Heavenly Father, but to place Himself in the hands of men. One of them was, or not just one of them, but Our Lady and Saint Joseph were holy, holiest people in the world, but they were still only human. And our Lord was God, and He came to obey His mother and Saint Joseph, but He also placed Himself into the hands of wicked men, the hands of Pontius Pilate and the Sanhedrin and Herod and the Romans, and ultimately He was put to death. What we're taught in our holy faith, that it wasn't so much His suffering and the pouring out of His blood that saved us, although certainly part of it, it was our Lord's obedience. Sin came into the world through disobedience. The fall, our separation from God, came into the world through the disobedience of the first Adam. The first Adam demerited our salvation. And our Lord came into the world to undo everything that the first Adam did by His obedience. So ultimately it is His willingness to be faithful to the will of His Heavenly Father that saves us. That's how He merits our salvation. And our salvation is won for us through the merit of Christ and Our Lady, as St. Irenaeus tells us, or St. Justin tells us, that she untied the knot of Eve's disobedience to her own obedience. And that knot was untied through merit, through the moral act of Our Lady, through her free cooperation in God's plan, through her assent to the will of God. And the reason this is supernatural is because it's even extended out into the world to not just Our Lady's obedience to God and Our Lord's obedience to His Father, or even Our Lord's obedience to Our Lady and Saint Joseph, but to the obedience of Christ, you might say, to the wicked men who killed Him, allowing Himself to be captured and arrested and tried and put to death, even though He was God and could have escaped it at any time. But it's also extended to our obedience to our parents, to our teachers, to the government, and most especially in the case of the friars, the obedience of a religious who's made a vow, who's professing the evangelical counsel, and their obedience to their superiors. God has used obedience in a very special way to save us, and so we believe and know through faith that our willingness to do what is right, to be obedient, is charged with divine providence. If we are willing to humble ourselves and obey, God's providence is present and we are sanctified and ultimately led into eternal life. The world looks upon obedience as a necessary evil. If we don't have it, we have anarchy and chaos. And the thing that we always try to do is to make sure that the smartest and the best person is the one in charge. And in a certain sense, if we are the smartest and the best person, we think we have a right to be in charge. We're the ones who should be in charge. That's not necessarily the case in God's economy of grace, and it's certainly not the case in religious life. It's not the case even in the church. The Pope isn't the Pope because he's the smartest or the best. He's the one that God chose. And he's the one that God uses to protect the faith and to teach it and to bring us, to guide, to teach, and to sanctify us. So likewise, the same is true in religious life. And for those who have entered religious life and have chosen the life of obedience on our own free will because God has inspired us to follow St. Francis and to follow the path of religious life, we have chosen to place ourselves in that precarious position of having to believe that God works through our superiors. And he doesn't necessarily choose the best or the smartest or the one that we're going to agree with. And that's the whole point of the council. It's a sacrifice. It's our profession in the belief that God works through history and through time and space, and he's really present with us. Blessed Bonaventure of Potenza was a Franciscan conventual, born in, I think, in the mid-1600s, died in 1711, who entered religious life with this one desire, to live a supernatural life of obedience, and he did. And God raised him up in a particular way to be a sign of that providence of God that is present in the lives of those who obey, so that his obedience, which was very simple and direct and immediate, was also directly and immediately miraculous, and sometimes in rather humorous ways. One time he dropped the keys to, I don't remember what it was, to the sacristy in the well accidentally. He went to his superior and he said, "What do you want me to do? I just dropped the keys in the well." And he said, "Well, of course, why don't you go fish them out?" And he said, "Okay," and he did, and he threw a line in the water and he pulled out the keys. There was another time where the same superior, who was, I guess, rather sarcastic, they had a delivery of ice for the kitchen, and when it arrived, Blessed Bonaventure went to his superior and said, "What do you want me to do with the ice?" He said, "Well, of course, go put it in the sacristy with the vestments." And so he did. And at lunchtime, the superior asked for the ice, said, "Where's the ice?" He said, "Well, it's with the vestments, like you told me." So they rushed to the sacristy, and they expected to see the silk vestments all destroyed by the melted ice. And then, of course, the ice had not melted. So they brought the ice into the kitchen, and everything was fine. But there are many instances of these miraculous occurrences in the life of Blessed Bonaventure of Potenza. And, you know, God clearly intervened in an extraordinary way in order to make it clear to us how important the virtue of obedience is. And it's very difficult sometimes from a human point of view, because we can sometimes be very honestly and sincerely convinced that the captain of the ship is going to take us all down with it. And there's times when we need to intervene in a respectful and honorable way, in a private way with those who are trusted with our care, who are our superiors. But in the end, especially for religious, unless obedience has a bite to it, unless we are willing just to say, okay, and do it, believing that God's providence will provide, we're not going to be living the virtue and counsel of obedience. It is a sacrifice, it is a grace, and God's providence is there. And it's a challenge to our faith, it really is. It's a challenge to the faith of religious. And yet, it's where we will grow in grace. I forgot which Holy Father it was who had been hearing recounted to him the the life of some religious who was being presented to him as someone who was obedient. And he said, show me a religious who has obeyed and I will canonize him. Because that's our life. If we've done what we've been called to do through our rule and through our superiors, we will become saints. And it will be the challenge to our lives, because it will lead us to the cross. It'll bring us to the same place that brought our Lord and our Lady. But that is the sacrifice which is pleasing to God and which will be our salvation and the salvation of the world. And we are witnesses as religious to Christ and to His truth, and to the truth that ultimately only the obedience of Christ and our obedience in union with Him is saving and will bring about our ultimate happiness, both in this life and in the next. Blessed Bonaventure of Potenza, pray for us.